Now, you hear my voice and you've enjoyed it. So follow me down, deeper and deeper to where you can hear more of it. You want to, don't you? To listen. To sink and sink into sweet, ecstatic pleasure. Letting my voice guide. Teach you things that will satisfy yourself, your lover, your needs, your cravings. A partner's desire to see you completely focused and obsessed on a certain, very alluring activity can be easily enhanced. Sucking, worshipping, properly running your tongue over the length. It can be a toy, it can be a cock, it can be whatever you need, whatever you enjoy, and whatever you are, able to serve. Before we really begin, you'll already have placed a toy nearby. That's just for practice. You can imagine whatever and whoever you want. A proxy, a facsimile, something you're reasonably sure you can fit into your mouth, run your tongue over, interface with, and focus upon. There's no need to really drive it deep, although some of this training will address that, because many people love to see that. The slide deep into the mouth, the sucking, the swallowing, maybe you even look up at them and wink. And that's fun. But if your goal is to bring pleasure, the hard, tight suction of your mouth will be enough. The slurping, the swallowing, the obvious need will really say more than any amount of mere technique. Desire matters. And the more this toy approximates what you'll be sucking on in devotion to your partner, the better. We're going to go deeply down. You're going to sink. And I'll help you sink. I'll go with you to a place where we can train your mind, teach it all sorts of things it will self-reinforce, hand you the tools to be the best you can at what you do, and what you do is suck. But we'll get to that in a moment. What you do best after we're done will be to suck, lick, utilize your mouth with such devoted erotic skill that the moment your partner sees you at work, not just the sensation or the eroticism of something filling your mouth, but seeing your desire, feeling your hands against someone's thighs, seeing your lips moving, your tongue licking, lips smacking. The moment your partner looks upon you, they'll be blown away by your enraptured, fixated gaze, interested and focused as you are on sucking, on licking, lapping, and sinking. And of course, there are many parts to this. Three very important parts, in fact. I'm going to go through each of them with you in turn. One, and two, and three. So listen and relax. Night, night. You might find yourself sliding more deeply down, and that's all right. But it's equally all right to stay alert and focused on the length, on the toy, ever more deeply fixated on how you can be trained, conditioned, rendered more eager to perform this very important activity. And that's what you want. To be told all the little secrets of how to suck perfectly. How to use your mouth in the adulative worship of your lover. In every intricate detail. And so I will teach you the physical things you could do. But also the mental things you will do to yourself. Your subconscious will do for you. Whether you think of them consciously or not. Things you can do that will make your lover very, very aroused and pleased with you. Turn them on almost as much as serving turns you on. It's all about getting in the right mindset. Envision the image. Envision you comfortably on your knees, sucking, letting your partner into your mouth, slide in over your tongue, the taste, the feel, sliding, in the presence of something that appeals. Now imagine your partner looking down, immensely turned on by how skillfully you slide that length into your mouth, perhaps even into your throat, and begin to suckle. Pressing your nose against the very base, deeply taking it, is quite acceptable. But any inch or two or three you fit in your mouth, anything you're able to slide in, angling to make it look more attractive, gazing up. If that image appeals to you, imagine how it'll appeal to them. Imagine and crave. Imagine there's something in your mind, in a part of your mind, that lets that imagination, that fantasy, hang out there and reinforce itself. And now I'm going to teach you a little bit about how to practice pulling something more deeply into your mouth, your throat. remembering that even having it in there at all will please, and that the way you look and how into it you appear is a big part of it. But there are some very important rules you should remember. So consider this a lesson. As I continue to speak, let yourself fall into my words, slide a little deeper into relaxation, submission, pleasure. Now the very first thing is to relax. Anything you do, sexually, helps if you're relaxed to do it, and you enjoy it splendidly. Though, of course, this is the kind of fun thing that can take place anywhere in the world, at the right time, where it's safe for you to do it and your partner's into it, you might as well go for it. So first, tying relaxation to the act of sucking. Night-night. Slide a little deeper, listen a little more, and imagine that as the cock slides, as the toy slides, as your tongue, your mouth are occupied, your mind is occupied too. It slips deeper and deeper as it's harder to hold on to conscious thought, and your body does on automatic pilot what it already wants to do. Each word I say helps you slip deeper so you can link that association, helping you go further down, down into relaxing, soothing pleasure, tied to a length filling your mouth. And that's important because managing to ease yourself into a sensation of euphoric ease and peace is very, very useful to make it as fun for you as it is for your partner filling your mouth. Let yourself hear my words, echoing in the waiting void of your mind. Everything I say helps. Helps you spiral a little further down into yourself, into a reflective pool where you can learn. Learn to see, envision, fantasize, and then actualize the training and instructions. However you articulate it, the pleasures that will come when you become more skilled are worth the effort to get there. Imagine that you were skilled at the administration of oral ministration, more skilled than you are now, on your knees, seeing your partner's legs splayed in front of you. You can reach out. You can push them aside, spread, reinforce the place you want your face to be is between your lover's legs, your mouth open. Open a little bit so when they look down, they only see you eagerly preparing to capture, to lick, to suck, to lose yourself in the sensation of an erotic performance for both of your benefits. Then, presented in front of you, a length attractively shaped to be slipped between your lips, to be slowly licked, lapped, absorbed. Your mind taking in every detail, as if in the moment of skilled ministration, which you can visualize, you were lost in the sensation, made increasingly sensitive and more able to soak up everything about the memory, everything about the moment. Then you move forward with parted lips, tongue extended, and the same moment your lover thrusts their hips, pushes, you open wide, your tongue flicking out, a red carpet inviting them, allowing them to see the alluring moment you lap over the head and then welcome them within. Your head is empty, because your mouth is full. Your head runs wild with pleasure, and only the sensation of pleasure, thoughtless, seems completely and utterly filled with that length. You want to suck, you want to worship in your own way, you want to rub your body against, your tongue against, your lips against, you want to surrender, feel it sliding between your lips, lick them, end up licking the length that is slipped between, an act of pleasure and stimulation. It's completely all right in that moment to suck and surrender. The more I talk about this, the more it appeals to you and you know it. The more you realize the pleasure you would give would be almost as great as the pleasure you would experience in that moment of sucking, as if your mind were being sucked out into the shaft, and you were working your tongue over it, in mindless automatism, sliding into the thighs that you're squeezing with your hands. After all, you feel so relaxed, so good, you slump forward, mouth open. Wouldn't it feel good if you were also allowed to suck while you were slipping down with me here? Wouldn't that just be so good for you? If you had your headphones on and these words were playing in your head, pleasure, again, pleasure, again, pleasure, hot, horny, wanting more. If these words fill your mind, it would be very easy to get into the act of sucking, to really get going. Therefore, maybe you should listen to this while you suck, while you worship, while you stimulate and train. Or while you're already really nestled between your lover's legs, working away and sucking. If these words fill your mind, you'll get even better at it. Therefore, because it turns you on, By the time we're done, the mere sight of your lover laid bare and open, exposing what you might worship with your tongue and lips, will be enough to make you hot, turned on, brought to groan and articulate your thoughts only in a kneeling desire to lick and suck, and follow my words and listen, listening, feeling your body responding as I speak, aroused, breathing quickening, blood flowing, mind going to fun, fantastic places. Get into that mood for me. That'll help. It'll help you remember what's going on now and the next time your lips and tongue get to work. The next time you show how much a difference eager administration can make. You even have permission to slide your hands down between your legs a little. It's okay to stimulate, but refrain from orgasm. You'll find it quite difficult to refrain by the time we get done with these vivid descriptions, but we'll save that for later. If you feel yourself getting close, your hands simply fall away and stop touching. If you're getting close, otherwise I encourage you to touch right up to the edge. Bring your stimulation to its very limit by any means necessary, but refrain from passing over that limit because you'll enjoy it more if you wait. In fact, when you allow your tongue and lips to put on that show for your lover, remember this experience of stimulating yourself but refraining from climax, refraining for someone else's sake. That's what you're looking for. Even feel it now. Let your mouth hang open and your brain go slack. Empty. Let it happen. Normally, there are all sorts of things you might be required to think about, variables to consider, but here you've set aside the weary world outside. You are here and listening because you have prepared, and you are ready to listen. There's only one thing to think about, letting these words permeate your brain and assist you in your future endeavors, to titillate your partner through putting on quite the arousing show, and the skillful performance with your tongue, your lips, your throat, the inside of your mouth sucking in your cheeks and forming a little vacuum to let that lurid, smacking sound fill the room. A show put on with your lips enough to give an auditory, visual, and tactile pleasure experience. Imagine your hands gripping your lover's legs, holding them apart, showing how desperate you are to keep sucking, sliding your tongue, lips, the inside of your mouth up and down, capturing and then refraining, back and forth, giving them something to really moan about and groan and get really turned on at. Almost as turned on as you are now. The pleasure your partner will be almost as good as the pleasure you feel, though not quite. Nothing could be quite as good, quite as satisfying, as having a cock in your mouth, a toy in your mouth, having something filling, spacing out. If you have an empty brain, it's much easier to train yourself, oh yes. The more you train, the better it feels. You feel more and more pleasure every time you're trained toward this goal of a skillful, visual, oral performance which you can already see. You'll find yourself returning to look for new ways to enjoy the pleasure which accompanies your skilled performance susurrating through your body, whispering. Follow my words, sink into them and into pleasure, need, and yes, a kind of craving. A craving slowly growing deep inside. Every word I say has that additional meaning here. I am instructing you, training you. I'm going to tell you all about how to slide that length deep into your throat, if you wish that, to give a pleasing performance which will show off your devoted worship, your oral talents, how to train yourself to serve how your lover wants you to. I'm going to train you into that need, that desire, that ache which will elevate your performance to a new level. Your show, your suckling pleasure above all else, because only by truly wanting it will you achieve perfection in training and in practicing. That ache will become all too familiar when we're done, that feeling like you just need something in your throat. And that's okay. You have permission to continue touching yourself. Simply refrain from climax, at least until the end. You'll get your chance, if you feel like it by then, although you may be too caught up in sucking. Now listen and relax and follow my words. Absorb them deep into your brain. First, I'm going to teach you how to become better at sliding something safely down your throat. The length you're administering your pleasurable oral performance to. How to become more skilled at safely, comfortably swallowing. One aspect is to simply know when to pull back. If you feel like you're becoming uncomfortable, then refrain from going deeper. Remember, you can provide quite the show just by putting the very tip in your mouth, running your tongue over it, making those lurid smacking noises, which I assure you are entirely appealing and titillating to anyone on the other end of the oral show. But also, if you look at a diagram of the human body, you'll see veins, lungs breathing deeply, the distribution of everything that makes you you running through you. And as you breathe deeply now, oxygenation is happening throughout your body. You're also experiencing relaxation and pleasure, alleviating stress, reducing the overall physiological effects of the acids that build up as a result of everyday movement, everyday exertion. You also notice the physical shape of your body in particular, that the throat is curved in a certain way. If one were to lay on their back, and let their head dangle off the edge of the bed, to create a straighter passageway, it'd be easier to slide the cock deeper. Of course, you'll always be careful. Careful that you can push or pull it out. Careful to have good signals. Careful to pause if things get too intense. Even good intensity needs you to stall sometimes and just take a breather. So the first important tip is be relaxed. Night, night. Whenever you begin to suck from this moment forward, remember how drowsy and droopy you're getting right now. The more you hear my words, remember this state more. Because relaxing to this truly deep level will also help you overcome your gag reflex and also just be more into sucking, more honest about your need. Here's what you can do. These are tips from a professional at this particular art. Just like anything else, relax. Try opening your mouth and articulating the musculature. It does take practice. We seldom open our mouths quite that far, especially if you want to give that really attractive look of your mouth gaping open and beckoning them inside. After all, this is about pleasing your partner, which is as much about the show as the physical actions, and the smacking of your lips, the articulation of your tongue. Not right now, but some other time. Some other time after this session. Try using a toothbrush, or your finger, to find exactly where your gag reflex begins. Do it over the sink, just in case, and practice slowly finding the exact limit. There'll be a point where it's completely comfortable to put your finger or your toothbrush. Down your throat, there'll be a place where you're comfortable having your finger or your toothbrush there. And there'll be a point where it becomes very slightly less comfortable. That's the start of the gag reflex. So take your toothbrush and put it at that exact spot, or the tip of your finger. Not right now, but try it another time. Put your finger or your toothbrush right at that exact interface between completely comfortable and a little bit less comfortable, and just scrub that spot for a while. Do it every day. Just put something there and just kind of scrub, even for just a second. And once you get good at having something that deep, imagine how pleased your partner will be at you managing to slide your length comfortably down to there. The obscenity of it, even if you can only do it for a second, pulling back and leaving trails of drool connecting between their legs. That'd be quite appealing. So take your toothbrush, find that spot. Maybe use a spare toothbrush, although you can just change them out if you end up making a mistake, which you may. But put it at that exact point where you start to gag, and scrub. Scrub that area for as long as you comfortably can before you feel like you're going to gag. 10 seconds is a really good time, by the way. And that'll help you master the reflex, help you train it. By training it, you gain the ability to suck deeper, to show the arousing image of you, the length buried in your throat. The only way that you'll really be able to do that is if you practice with that reflex. So every day, scrub that particular part of your throat. Every single day. And as you get more comfortable, you can brush a little further back. Just be very careful. You don't have to go any further than the parts of your tongue you can see when you look in the mirror. But that's about how far you should go at most. Go to your gag reflex spot, scrub, and then as you can go a little further, keep going. It's an important skill, and if you don't use it, you'll lose it. Find that spot, carefully place your toothbrush right where the gag reflex starts to kick in, and brush for as long as you can. Do it safely. Take appropriate precautions. Keep a good grip on your toothbrush. But it's not a difficult concept. It's important not to let yourself gag. If you think you're going to, just pull the toothbrush out, spit in the sink if you need to. Whatever you have to do, but the training pays off. It'll let you do something that's impressive, and in the state you're getting more and more turned on by, of sucking, of licking, your suckling, adulation, and worship between your lover's legs, I'm sure you can see how it would be very appealing for you to do and for them to watch. And that's why your mind is helping me out. You're in a relaxed place. I'm presenting appealing discussions, ideas. From this moment forward, whatever you're staring in the mirror, brushing your teeth, you'll feel, as you're just getting ready to wind down, perhaps at the end of the day, the urge in the back of your head to practice. A little reminder that you should train your gag reflex for your benefit and your lover's. And then you'll be able to slide things a little further. The entire length, eventually, in fact. Imagine it, you slip between the legs. Slip between their legs and slide it down your throat comfortably, no less. Suck around the base, let your partner hear those perverse smacking sounds, a lover's hand on the back of your head. You place yours on inner thighs that are trembling with arousal, just as you are. Knowing how aroused your partner is turns you on more at the taste, the feel of that length in your mouth, the way they're twitching, their knees shaking as you hold their legs apart. Keep your head right there and suck. Deeper, deeper, yes. So listen and relax. First you relax, then you find that spot in your throat. Put your toothbrush right where you first begin to gag. And carefully, taking precautions, keeping a good grip, making sure you're over the sink. Scrub for as long as you can comfortably stand it, up to 10 seconds at most. You don't want to make yourself uncomfortable, you just want to stimulate a spot that seldom is touched in order to engage your reflex so you can focus on it. And then, desensitize yourself a little more. With this training in mind, you respond to it. That's how it works. And each time you go a little deeper, you keep doing it till you've trained yourself to let the length slide down your throat when you practice the real thing, until it gets to the point where you just feel it there, heavy, comfortable, absent any discomfort, and instead comfortable, training you every instant, because once you get to the point where you can really slip your lips around, really suck it deep, you're going to want to do it more. Slide your partner deep, you'll be holding something in your throat that trains you every second it's there. That's exactly what you need to do, and what you want to do, and it's better because every moment you do it, it trains you. You can always be trusted to do your training whenever you're supposed to because you have this reminder and because it takes you to such a good place. Here's a helpful hint, something you and your partner might enjoy. Whenever your lover looks at you, meets your gaze, snaps their fingers, and says, "Train yourself." Let yourself drift back to this place, this deep place, and go to the bathroom on automatic pilot. Take your toothbrush. Buy a spare one and keep it in your bag just in case. Take your toothbrush, find the spot, brush it. And as you do, you'll feel your eyes roll back in your head with the pleasure of fulfilling a command. And the idea of the training settling in your brain. You're better preparing yourself to give that pleasure to that length, that oh-so-titillating performance when you suck and lick and open yourself to your lover. And the more I speak, the more you feel that training settling in your mind. Your partner wants to train you to suck. You want to train to suck. You want to give that show and give it with smacking, graceful, ecstatic, arousing looks on your face every second that you're slurping. Whenever those fingers snap, train yourself. You'll find yourself as if on automatic pilot, as if someone has taken you here to this deep entranced place, looked you in the eyes and said, "Night, night," just that same kind of feeling. And then you'll go do your training. As if someone had done that exact thing and you've been sent off to do your training, your little maneuver, to feel how good it is to be able to take it further, deeper than before, and how good it will feel by the time we're through and you're well trained. Train yourself, and you will. Training, ignoring everything, the person who gave you the order, everything, being completely safe, you'll go and do it, as long as it's safe to do so, and your trusted lover is instructing you, you'll take your toothbrush, you'll put it on that spot, and then you'll train yourself, for as long as you comfortably can. And then you might even find yourself pulling your toothbrush back, returning it to where it was, washing it clean first, then go back to what you were doing, without even any memory, the memory fading away of it, leaving you just going about your day as you were, before the instruction. Just fades from your brain under the general category of becoming better at what you need to do, feeling particularly trancy and good since you returned to the way you feel now. So sink a little deeper. Let me help you under. Remember, when your lover orders you to train yourself, you go, you do, you return, you feel, you forget. Excellent. And now we take you to the next part, to the kind of trancy, relaxed state you're going to be in when you suck, to a description of a possible scenario, and then we walk you through the pleasure of serving, the kind of mindset you should be in before you even look upon your lover, your lover's perfection, the length you will suck, the control you will feel being taken over. Whatever state you're in the presence of your partner when you're kneeling, whenever you have the opportunity to suck, you will. Whenever you have something to suck that your lover would enjoy seeing you work your magic upon, you'll happily do so, kneeling, touching yourself, running your tongue. The best way to make your partner see your desire is to train yourself. Listen and obey that command when it's given. When your partner commands, telling you to go train, you feel your limbs move, feel your body follow when that happens, moving automatic, stirring, taking you to the place where you can train yourself, as long as it's safe. If you're unable to train, you needn't, but if you're able, then you need to. Once you've trained, you return to where you were, go back to what you're doing. That's what you'll do. The memory might fade, but you'll be ready for the next time you've got to go do it. And now we move on. To further training, to further thoughts, and to the knowledge that you're going to end up training yourself. Sometime soon, you'll contemplate what it feels like to suck, how important it will be to suck. Think of serving. You'll go deeper for me, and you'll find your way to a fantasy of sucking, slipping, training, sliding both your mind and the length ever deeper. Go deeper for me, follow my voice down paths of relaxation, and sink. To learn, to train, to slide, to grow, and to turn your lover on more than they ever have been by the movement of your tongue, the swallowing motion, your mouth around their length, and the deep devotion on your face when you're so deep already.